Chapter 57. On Friday, July 16th, 1999, a Justice Department Special Arbitration Panel meets in Washington, D.C. In a split yet binding decision, the members order the U.S. government to pay the Zapruder family $16 million for rights to the 26-second film made by Abraham Zapruder, the one-of-a-kind documentation of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. The dollar amount tops any price previously paid for an American artifact, but before news of the record-breaking award ever hits the wire, it's held for an even bigger story, a triple fatality. The name dominating the headlines is once again Kennedy. In December 1997, a student calling himself John Cole registers for pilot training at the Flight Safety Academy in Vero Beach, Florida. On April 22, 1998, he earns his private pilot certificate, licensing him to fly under Visual Flight Rules, VFR, and returns for further study of Instrument Flight Rules, IFR. To Flight Safety Academy, the bravest people in aviation, the student, a no longer incognito John F. Kennedy Jr., inscribes a personal photo to his flight instructors, because people will only care where I got my training if I crash. On one of John's trips to Vero Beach, he visits the local Piper Aircraft Factory and makes a $300,000 purchase, a 1995 Piper Saratoga II. The single-engine aircraft, though used, is an upgrade from his starter plane, a Cessna Skylane. John is finally realizing his childhood dream of flying. He likes to study at the C.J. Cannon's restaurant at the local airport, where he can watch the planes take off and land. On several occasions, waitress Lois Kaplan and her...